This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Gia Tolentino is a staff writer and the author of last year's bestseller, Trick Mirror. Music is one of Gia's great passions, and for years she's been following Mike Hadrius, who records under the name Perfume Genius. He has an album just out called Set My Heart on Fire Immediately. Gia Tolentino talked with Perfume Genius recently.
Yeah, I mean, first, like, how are you? What's the vibe like?
I don't know. I guess the hardest part is that I had envisioned this whole way that this was supposed to go, and even visually how I was going to feel, how I was going to be, you know, that required people, and it required being
right
outside, and it required leaving. And so now I'm trying to figure out a way, how can I have that same energy, but just like with in my bedroom or something.
Yeah. I've been a fan of Perfume Genius for a long time. I remember listening to his first album, which was called Learning. Learning came out in 2010. And I think that one of the songs that people still talk about from it is the third track, Mr. Peterson. It's a really sad song. It's about a relationship with a teacher.
He let me smoke weed. If I could convince him I loved him enough.
And things get really dark, but the song almost, like, it sounds like Seven Swans era Sufjan Stevens. It sounds like Here Comes the Sun, sort of this really, really intimate, really carefully written bedroom pop. He sounded different then than he does now. His new album is called Set My Heart on Fire Immediately. And it's a rock album. There are a couple of songs in it that seem to reference this 50s Roy Orbison, Elvis kind of thing. There's kind of a 90s grunge sound. One of the 50s leaning songs is Whole Life. And it begins with this sort of beautiful instrumental that then breaks into the vocals where he's singing in this like almost swaggering way.
Half of my whole life is done.
I kind of was inhabiting classic ideas and classic ways of singing, and that felt really satisfying. But there's also this like undercurrent of something else, or something supernatural, or you know. Kind of trying to meet those two things.
Yeah, I mean, the sort of Elvis-y thing that you're doing a lot on the album. Like, as you were writing for this album, as you were putting it together, what was, like, can you tell me more about feeling that vibe build, that sort of, those sort of, like, old Americana structures?
I think a lot is just because that's music I've listened to my whole life. I still carry it around all the time, but felt like there was always not completely room for me in the music.
Yeah.
But inhabiting that specific like map and like the swagger of some of that singing and how they're like be really ultra vulnerable but also like have this really intense command and like confidence at the same time felt good. And it felt good to be singing about the things I care about.
Don't you know you're queen? Mm.
Perfume Genius's real name is Mike Hadrius. He is now 38, and the world of his music is a sort of implicitly and explicitly queer universe. One of the songs that I think he's best known for is the song Queen off of the album Too Bright. At one point he sings, "Don't you know you're queen? Cracked, peeling, riddled with disease." It's this playful, like sumptuous kind of rejoinder to these narratives about queer bodies. And it's this like lush, like incredibly strong taunt. It's amazing.
Do you find it, like classifying your music as queer art, do you find that reductive or do you find that like essential?
It's essential to me, but and I have no problem with that at all. Other people do. And I don't want that to be like a barrier to me being able to have other people listen to it. I mean, it's just the flip side to everything. It's like I talk about the emotional content on my music all the time. And then I feel like sometimes that is like a sacrifice to how smart and technical and like actually deliberately I'm making this good music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, the emotional content is honestly way more important to me. And being a queer musician and that idea and talking about those things is way more important to me.
Yeah, I was reading something in an interview where you were talking about kind of the freedom of not, like kind of desiring the freedom of not needing to convince people of your right and the ability to do what you're already doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's even like it bleeped into my daily life where I just want to grab like 10 people and like move to like buy a big ranch and live with them and just make our own world. But then I'm leaving behind a bunch of people that don't have the luxury of leaving, like, you know. And I need to stay and be helpful to the people that can't just like, you know, go to the desert and roll around with me.
So I interviewed Hadrius actually before his last album, No Shape, came out. And I still remember this, you know, something he told me at that interview, which is that when he was a young teenager, the world gave him this idea of himself that he found really hard to shake. He was the only openly gay student at his high school. He was bullied pretty brutally. He was beat up. And he dealt with a lot of trauma. And there's this really interesting way in which you can see his whole trajectory as a musician as a way of processing and getting free of this trauma. The first albums were very inward. They were cathartic. And, you know, all the pain was right there on the surface. And that's what it was. Too Bright, the third album, you started to hear him become defiant. And then his last album, No Shape, which came out in 2017, it felt like this really profound breakthrough. And it began with this song called Other Side that contains this almost surprise moment of exaltation and joy in a way that hadn't really come into his music before. It was like watching a chandelier shatter when that moment kicks in.
I feel like every record is kind of like aspirational. Like, I wanted to be really like more liberated and free, but it was kind of aspirational that I wanted those feelings. And so I was thinking about them and reaching for them. And now I kind of feel like that more.
Yeah. In a couple of interviews, you talked about that like kind of 12-year-old idea of yourself being so kind of sticky that like for a while it prevented you from seeing either how you've changed or how the world's changed, that you know, this image was just sort of dominant. And I was wondering if you still feel like that, if you still feel like those, do you feel all of those selves with you?
I think I feel all those phases less now than I used to. And consciously maybe. I think I felt like I had to keep them all like heavy on my mind to try to warm them up and soften them and make them feel better for a while. And I don't really feel like I need to do that anymore.
Do you think about how you want your music to make people feel? Or do you just let that happen?
I do. I mean, I want them. I mean, I guess I want them to feel like I do. But then because it's been so freeing for me to like if I make a song where two things that are competing are existing at the same time, and I've been told my whole life that I have to just pick one, but then I make like 4 minutes where they can be just next to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't fix anything or solve anything, but it just makes you feel less lonely for 4 minutes. Yep. And that's what I hope.
Can you give me an example of those two things that would be?
I mean, like the last song on this record is very sad. It's probably to me right now the saddest song that I've ever made. But I mean, there's some sweetness and hope to it. I mean, the whole idea of that song is that all the stuff that I think I'm reaching for and trying to access and longing for and trying to go to, what if it's ultimately nothing?
No God, not this time.
Like, I wasn't anywhere before this and I'm not going anywhere after, you know? But also in that song is that other people are with me. And if this is all there is, then, you know, I want to be with you.
Just be here, Jamie.
There's this okayness to it not being okay.
There's this sense throughout this whole new album of Hadrius sort of willing himself into an equilibrium in the midst of things that might feel chaotic or uncontrollable or sad. And, you know, there's a very obvious correspondence between that movement, that sort of movement and that sort of effort and the kind of experience of being alive right now. There is this sense, I think, for all of us that, you know, all we have is what's in front of us. All we have are the little moments of kindness that other people are extending to us and that we can extend to other people. And it's got to be enough.
Staff writer Gia Tolentino talking with Mike Hadrius, who records as Perfume Genius. His new album is Set My Heart on Fire immediately.
Now rest your hand in.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.